Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And our recipe today, what a surprise, broccoli. Very beautiful, very delicious. You're going to love this dish. We are doing a rustic, classic broccoli parmesan. Very simple dish. Let's get started. A tablespoon of tomato paste, one roasted tomato. It could be aroma. If it's aroma, I prefer two. If it's a regular seasonal tomato, one will work more than enough. And then we're going to use 2 cups of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of sugar, because we do need sugar to cut the acidity of all that tomato. Otherwise, this dish will have no balance. I like to use oregano. I like to use dry parsley, and I like to use dry cilantro. And if you have any Italian seasoning, that'll work as well. But I like to use those in particular. I like to use 2 pinches of lemon pepper. Salt and pepper to taste always, but lemon pepper just enhances the flavor of that nice tomato sauce that we're making. And what I like to do is get a hot pan, onions, 2 cloves of garlic, and with the onion, we're going to use 1/2 onion. And I prefer to do this into a large dice because we want to have some bite to this dish. 2 cups of broccoli florets, and the broccoli florets will go in after all the other ingredients have gone in. And the order is very simple. Tomato paste gets mixed around with the onions and with the garlic. Then we add in the whole tomatoes, then the tomato sauce, then we add in our sugar. After we add in our sugar, we're going to use 1/2 cup of white wine because we need to have a little bit of acid in there other than the acid we're getting off of the tomatoes. Very simply, we'll add in our broccoli. Once we add in the broccoli, we're going to go ahead and turn the heat completely off. We're going to top with 2 big handfuls of aged Parmesan cheese, and I promise this is going to be the most gooey, most delicious thing you've ever had. After we add that Parmesan cheese, I'm going to add in a big handful of panko Japanese style breadcrumbs. We're going to top that with some Rosenthal olive ranch, award-winning Koroniki olive oil. It just has a nice little spice at the back of the tongue, and it balances out the dish. We're going to put that in a 425 degree oven. We're going to let that sit for 15 to 18 minutes. Not covered. I just want the heat to hit this directly. Make sure your florets are raw because we do not want the broccoli to be overcooked or mushy. And I promise this dish right here will make everybody happy in the family. For this and many more of my recipes, you can follow me simply at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Watch my show on www.foodietv.com. Like us on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef, and LinkedIn at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef for Agnet West.